One of the challenges when we daven is we make all of these requests, and it's really impossible to know whether what we're asking for is really good for us. For example, we daven for parnasa. Now, normally we think parnasa is very, very important. It's very good for us. We need it, and that's certainly true. However, there are times where actually it's not particularly good for us. And it will work against us. And a person can have material abundance. And as the Pasuk says, Pen esva v'chichashti, I'll be so well off. I'm actually going to deny Hashem. Ultimately, that's terrible for us, obviously. There are many things that we think we're davening for something which is important and valuable, but in reality, it's not. And therefore, the Chevis Olvavus and others say that when we daven, we need to daven with that in mind. So I'm davening for this because I think it's good for me. Were it to be that that which I'm davening for is actually not good for me, is detrimental for me, then I don't want it. I'm literally putting myself in Hashem's hands. And that's davening from a place of true betachen. Betachen, certainly according to the Chazon Ish, means, it doesn't mean everything's going to be the way that I want it. But I'm operating from a place of deep recognition that Hashem's in control. And therefore I'm safe. Whatever I have, whatever I get, is what I'm meant to have and what I'm meant to get. And betachen is the sense of security that I feel when I internalize the reality that Hashem is in control. And this, says the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, is what we're meant to think about when we say Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom Tova. Because ultimately, when we're asking for all the things, health and parnasa, wisdom, whatever it might be, we have this caveat of Vatov Bein Achase. Hashem, do whatever is right in your eyes, whatever is good in your eyes. That if in your eyes it is good for this to happen, then please do it for me. If not, then not. So we say Sim Shalom Tova. We're asking Hashem some peace, some goodness. And this word Tova is going back on all of our tefillahs. Everything that we're asking for should be good, it should be worthwhile for us, it should be beneficial for us, it should bring us closer to Hashem, it should deepen us as people, it should lead us to be more sensitive people. People that lead healthy, meaningful lives. Hashem's the ultimate good. We want to be able to arrive at our relationship with Him, which obviously is the ultimate pleasure and the ultimate good, through our own avodas Hashem, through the material resources that He sends us. So when we say Sim Shalom Tova, goodness, we're literally putting ourselves in Hashem's hands. Saying Tova Beinecha Aseh. I only really want this if you, Hashem, think it's good for me. If you, Hashem, do not think it's good for me, then everything that I said, just let's pause that for a minute. Let it go. That way we're davening from a safe space. Our tefillahs can never work against us because ultimately we're putting ourselves in Hashem's hands. We've davened, we've come close to Him, we've given all up to Him.